Sister Sister is proudly sponsored by Gino. Gino truly cares. Welcome back. It's Sister Sister on your screen and on your radios. And my name is Chris Carter. And if you're listening, it's 97.3 City FM. And of course, if you're watching, this is City TV. And if you're wondering what the show is about, this is that show where we help you navigate all your problems that you have sent us, especially when it has to do with your relationships. And when we talk about relationships, it's not the regular thing between boyfriend and girlfriend and husband and wife. Any kind of relationship that you are in and you have a problem, you know, you can send it here and we will, you know, go through and then discuss it. Remember that this show is brought to you by Gino, because Gino truly cares. And of course, I do this with my sisters and I will be introducing them in a bit. So let's take a quick break, and when we come back, I will introduce the sisters. Welcome back. It's still Sister Sister right here on City TV. And if you're listening, it's 97.3 City FM. I'm about to introduce my sisters right now. But remember that you can actually send us your letters via sistersisterislive@gmail.com. And if you are watching us right now or you're listening to us and you want to contribute to any of the discussions that we're having, all you need to do is use the hashtag #SisterSister. Sister Sister on X or on Facebook. And remember to follow our YouTube channel to Sister Sister GH. All right, my sisters are here and we are ready for the show. So let me introduce my sisters. Lady in beige.
Yes, Citron.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Yourself, ooh. Chris? You're looking radiant.
Thank you.
You are in the spirit. You understood the assignment. Charlie just said you are hosting, the host is hosting.
Jesus Charlie. Oh, right. That's a lot.
Yes.
But thank you. Teacher, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
How's business?
Business is amazing.
Right. And how long did you sit to actually braid this hair?
It took 2 days, but pleasant 2 days, I mean.
2 days.
Oh, wow.
The things that look, the look justifies.
Beauty is pain.
Beauty is pain. The things women do for beauty. She left her house and then went to the salon and then went back home and came back again. Ah, women. Wow.
Emphasis on the word. The word pleasure. What do you say?
Pleasurable two days.
2 days. Wow. All right. Olivia.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good.
How's everything?
Great. Thank you.
How are the kids? How's family?
They're good. Growing, eating, and, you know, same old. But right. Yeah, I'm just so happy.
Yeah. Love it. And then, beautiful neon pink. Hi, Rosie.
Hi, Chris.
Rosie, did you go riding?
Yes, I did.
How was it?
That was good. It was good. Actually,
we really need to go.
That's my therapy thing.
So how long will it take us to learn? Do we need bikes?
10 lessons. Yes. 10 lessons, actually.
So we that don't have bikes.
But Rosie, do you know? Yeah, I've taken one lesson already.
From where?
Check my Instagram. I was riding a bike.
If it wasn't gifted. If it didn't learn properly. Was it the bicycle in the gym? Maybe it was a gym bike.
I'm not sure whether it was a gym.
It was a gym bike. But Chris, you look amazing. Let me just add that. You look very
dashing.
Yellow.
That's what City does.
Not many people do this to yellow, but yeah, you did it to it.
Yeah.
Thank you. Anyway, sisters, our letters are ready. And this one is a bit long, so let's just get straight into it.
Okay.
Letter one. Sisters, please hide my identity.
Hidden.
I'm a 28-year-old lady. I have been married for 8 years with 3 kids. My husband and I live with my mom-in-law in the same house. This woman has been causing a whole lot of confusion in the house. She reminds me of Patient Ozoko, like Nigerian movie kind of thing. Sometimes she goes to the extent of insulting my husband in such a way that he will become angry and fight me as a result of it. Worse still, she will say that I'm controlling him and that he is afraid of me. My mother-in-law can intentionally ignore the food I cook and serve her and later tell my husband that I didn't give her food. She has been doing this all just to make sure that there is a problem between I and my husband. I have been going through a lot for some time now. My husband can sometimes leave me and be with the mother, and I'm afraid that one day I may lose my husband because of the way things are going. I know she is his mother, but how can a mother-in-law cause so much confusion in her son's marriage like that? Sisters, please help us, sister. I don't want to lose my marriage. What is the best way to handle this situation? Sichu, I'm going to start with you.
I think women are just... You see, when we say sometimes women are our own enemies, this is some of it. I think it's unfair on the woman's part to be doing this to a younger version of yourself, if you look at it that way, because you were like her at a certain point in your life. And if you look at yourself and you think back around the time you were married, if you had a mother-in-law like yourself, ask yourself, would you be happy with yourself if you had a mother-in-law mm-hmm. like you? If you have daughters, your daughters are also going to be married to other men and they are going to have mother-in-laws. I think women should do better by the women or vis-a-vis the men who come into their children's lives, because some of these things, you are not just hurting the woman. You are thinking, oh, you are doing it to hurt just the woman. But then again, let's go back to the story in itself and attack the story as it is. First of all, are they living in the woman's house or they are living in their own house and the woman has moved in? The story hasn't specified that per se.
Okay, they said my husband and I live uh-huh. with my mom-in-law in the same house.
So I'm guessing this lady said she's 28 and she's been married for 8 years.
Yeah,
so
if she married at 20.
If it's anything to go by, it means if yeah. like the average age is anything to go by, it means this guy may probably be from 1 to 5 years older, yeah. which is the average situation we find in most cases. So this guy is probably also young when he got married to this lady.
So probably they're all living with the woman. Yeah.
I think her husband needs to grow up, first of all. Mm-hmm. They need to put money together, or the man needs to put money together and move out to go and rent his own place. You see, I always say everything comes at a cost. Example, if you decide to do prostitution, it comes at a cost. Mm-hmm. If you decide to marry young, it comes at... There are consequences for every single action we take. If you decide to live in your mother's house with your wife, it comes at a cost. Something will give mm-hmm. for that decision. If your mother is not somebody who is accommodating... You see, funny thing, even your own parents, once you are living with them after a certain age, you become a nuisance.
Yes.
Let's say you've lost your job and now you can't pay your rent and you go back home. That's why for me personally, I don't know what will happen, I'll go home. You know, it's a very personal reason. I remember there was a point in my life where something happened. Everybody was like, oh, then go home. I'm not going home. Because psychologically, it feels like all her friends' children are living in their own home. You mm-hmm. are sitting here in my house, on my matter with your wife, eating my food. Or your wife is in my kitchen.
Not paying lights bill. Mm-hmm. You know, paying water bill.
There's a lot of things for humans. Mm-hmm. Do you know if you travel now, you go and live mm-hmm. abroad with someone. After 2 weeks.
Nah.
Yeah, 2 weeks is the longest you can do in someone's house. After that, everybody will start frowning their faces at you and all that. So you need to have a plan. So these two people need to have a plan. Otherwise, your husband will always be disrespected and you will be roped in some way, somehow. Right. Whether it's your fault or not, the two shall become one. And this is a very difficult case. So I think first things first, if they are living in the woman's house, they need to move. Mm-hmm. The husband, probably he's not doing any decent job, because if you are, then moving and being in your own space shouldn't be a problem. Or budgeting within a year to move out and be in your own space shouldn't be a problem. Right. Even though Accra is hard now. Mm-hmm. Nando has made it very hard. But, you know. So they should do that first. And then they should stand their ground. for now that you are there and you are here to make a plan, you will have to endure everything she serves you.
Yeah.
Because some women will not change, and especially when they are old at that, like they are older and they've seen life, been there, done that. It's like teaching an old dog new tricks.
Right.
She's not going to mm-hmm. listen. You would have to condone everything mm-hmm. she serves you for now and manage to prepare to move out of the house.
Right.
Because even your own relatives, once you start to fail in life, nobody cares.
Right.
And we need to understand how life works, because once you understand that this is how things work, some things don't come to you as a surprise anymore. You are rather excited and grateful if that is not the case. You are grateful if you have a wonderful step mother-in-law. You are grateful and happy if this is the case, if that is the case. But if it is not, go full on, do what you need to do, and get out of there.
Right. All right. So, Olivia, there's this thing. She made a comment here. She said, she always says that I'm controlling my husband. So now, why is it that when a husband and wife are happy, people always tend to blame the woman for being controlling? They're just happy. They're just, that's their life. But why is it always the woman that is blamed?
I don't know. It's just crazy. They feel like once a boy and a girl come together, because intimacy is in the mix and the men really enjoy sex and it's the women who have what the men need, it's almost like the man will say whatever the woman tells him mm-hmm. to, because mm-hmm. at the end of the day, the mother no longer is in a position to push him around, but now the wife has what he needs. Mm-hmm. The mm-hmm. wife is very comforting for him. The wife is now, she can't compete with the wife, because the wife now has what her son needs. So it's like, it's your wife.
Yeah.
It's like the quickest and easiest way for them to, you know, for them to
attack.
Attack, mm-hmm. which is not really fair. But right. If it makes you feel any better, I've had to go through living with not just the mother-in-law, bless her heart, who recently passed, but a grandmother-in-law who is also with the Lord right now. But it's not easy. Unfortunately, the situation was such that Hubby and I had come down from London after studying, and because my mom had died, there was nowhere to go, and my dad said, hey, nobody. So literally I was in the streets, nobody, like, yeah. So I had to come and live with my in-laws. And like Sicho mentioned, it's not easy when you live with your in-laws. Well, there's some, I'm not saying everybody's situation is the same, where in-laws are horrible. You could find some in-laws who are very open, who are very nice, who just, you know, willingly accept you. But the girls have an adage. They say, shong ni ye fo, which means it's better to admire something from afar.
Mm-hmm.
You see, so the more you are with somebody, friction. How you walk is a problem. How you talk is a problem. Why you don't wake up at a particular time is a problem.
How you pick your nose is a problem.
But
space, toilet,
everything is a problem. But you're asking what really helps is having a man who is mature enough to understand that the day that you guys said I do, and understand the word of God that says a man shall leave his mother and a father and cleave unto his wife.
You are still there. Leave.
Exactly. So to buttress what Sicho said, we left. And usually it's best to leave, because you can make your own mistakes together. You can find each other. You can make your own decisions together. And always come home with the children.
And, visit,
and always visit. And what other thing? I think it also makes it a bit difficult when the boy is usually the mummy's boy, the only child. Like, it just complicates issues. Because what it is that if the woman, your mother-in-law, is not married, or there's not a male figure, or is widowed, what the women do is they automatically replicate their husbands in their sons. And they forget that their sons also need to make their lives. And therefore, they have certain expectations of their sons. They expect that their sons will be there for them, will sit by them, will do a million and one things for them, forgetting that the son also needs time to also be with his family and make his family.
And like, so I see that as a problem.
Yeah. It's a big problem. It's a huge problem, but therein goes the point that some people are just selfish people. There's nothing you can do about it. So in the case like this, if she's widowed, if I were you, I would speak to your husband. Just needs to be mature. She needs a boyfriend. She needs a different attraction.
No, exactly.
She needs to get laid.
Yes, because that's what I feel.
She needs to get laid.
I think because of the society that we're in, you can see widows don't easily move on.
Mm-hmm.
People expect them to just be there. Even the children make it worse by saying, oh, no, I cannot watch my mother. She's had children, especially in the Nigerian setting.
Yeah.
You hear a lot of children say, what's she looking for a man for? We'll take care of her.
We'll take care of her.
We
I told my children, even at 60, I'll marry her. 70, I'll marry her.
Because she needs a partner.
Even if you're not married, have a boyfriend.
Yes, I'll have a boyfriend. A concubine.
You know, she needs, you know, and most of the time, these old people, it's not always about sex.
Yes,
it's
companionship.
Sometimes it's a companionship. Somebody to sit by them, somebody to talk to them. And sometimes having a male figure with you at an old age helps you to be more objective. Mm-hmm. And the male figures are the ones who are going to say, you know, so because women are very emotional beings, very sentimental. Why is my son not giving me attention? Since he got married, why? What's the big deal? Who is this girl from? Where is this girl from? Mm-hmm. So sometimes it's nice to... I don't know. But you need your husband to understand where you're coming from, understand the importance that your decision also helps. And also, like Sitcho was saying, I think that you guys need to save and move out.
Right.
And then just be visiting every
right,
now and then.
Right. Rosie, she said, you need your husband to understand where you're coming from. One question. Is the husband blind? Every day, the woman will wake up every morning. Ah, foolish woman, stupid girl, you can't clean, you cannot clean. Why did you use my kitchen? You understand? Is he blind? Like,
I don't think the husband is blind. But, you know, in the submission, she made a comment that the kind of attitude she's getting from the in-law,
mm-hmm.
it trickles down to her own son mm-hmm. also. So he actually insults her own son, even on her behalf mm-hmm. also. So which means that the son is not even immune to the attitude the mother is giving. So over time, I think that maybe he'll probably tell the wife that, okay, you, my mother doesn't like this, so don't do this. But you are human.
Yeah.
You can't, it's not like you can't walk on eggshells the whole time. So occasionally, one of them will slip through the cracks. So when that happens, the man is complaining, like, I told you not to do this. Then it's bringing more tension into the house. Now, I have amazing in-laws, and I believe my mom is also an amazing in-law. So I don't think I'll ever go through something like this. But I've said this on the show several times that as a married couple, it's important to give your in-laws a healthy distance. Mm-hmm. I've said it on this show several times, mm-hmm. like respect them, love them, but give them a very healthy distance so that that respect is still maintained, so that even when they are thinking it, they think twice before they dish it out to you. And yeah. you yourself, the way you carry yourself as mature and capable of taking care of situations. And I'm thinking that, like Sitcho said, if she got married at the age of 20, she probably was maybe into the marriage, probably a little childishly. So, maybe she went with that mentality. There's nothing wrong with that, but I'm just saying that now that she's growing, she's evolving, maybe your mother-in-law is still seeing you like a child who married mm-hmm. the husband.
Mm-hmm.
So he can't afford to give you that respect as my daughter-in-law. Now, some of these women, they come from a background of hurt and pain. Maybe your father didn't treat them well. And to see that their son is treating another woman well, it angers them
mm-hmm.
because they're like, what didn't I do? I even did more than this girl is doing.
Yeah.
And yet the man
I cooked and cleaned and washed
and somersaulted and did all manner of things. This man now, my husband is actually helping the wife to clean, helping the wife, and then they are sitting in the background and they are annoyed. Number two, it could be that if it's widowed, a widow situation, maybe they used to hang out as a family, they used to do so many things. The father probably passed, the husband probably passed away, and then the son sort of like filled that void to some extent. So it's not like she's not happy that they are married, but the thing is that now she's slowly seeing that whatever he was giving her when the husband left, the man is now giving it to the wife.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an issue of jealousy, of envy, and not knowing how to handle it. But like everybody has said, the best thing to do is to create a healthy space. Make sure you never disrespect her.
True.
No matter what. Yeah. Mm-hmm, listen, mm-hmm. No matter what the woman has done or how she has done it,
she
took care of your husband to a certain extent for you to see and see that this man is pleasing to my eye enough to want to marry him.
Yeah.
She has done something for you. So whatever she does, make sure that you never disrespect her. Instead, you should have a conversation with your husband and slowly figure out how to move on from the house and move away. And in certain situations, maybe the house is a very big house, you've grown a lot of memories and all that. Don't be shy to start off with a one bedroom, two bedroom,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A nice, decent place, yeah. Just for your peace of mind. Sometimes your peace of mind is paramount,
yeah.
Yeah, because
over the big yeah. space. So sometimes what the problem is that you're looking at, oh, this house is big. Maybe you don't even have to pay light bill because it's...
Or all... could it be he's waiting for the mother to die?
Or may... No, not well, waiting.
But the consequence of that.
No, it's not like waiting. You see, if she's 20 well, and she got married...
If he's not the only child.
If she's 28 and she's married for 8 years, I'm thinking that this was a marriage that happened...
Early.
Probably very early. Maybe they were probably in
pregnancy
uni,
or, yeah.
Or maybe mm-hmm. last year in uni or something, decided to get married, do it quickly and, you know, whatever. So I'm thinking that... The man himself, right? He's a dependent, like he likes yeah. depending on people.
Yeah,
he's not matured.
He's not mature.
And even at this age, and even if let's say parents, he's at least a few years older yes. than the
and
girl.
Even your own parents. Look, parents treat even okay, so there are parents who have like 3-4 children. They treat them differently yeah. based on how mature they look, how yeah. mature they seem.
And act.
So if a parent has a child who is behaving like a child, they'll treat you like a child.
Yeah.
So but when a parent has a child who is acting mature, is taking healthy decisions, good decisions, they treat you as such.
Yeah. All right. So what are your thoughts on parents that actually want you to remain in the house? Oh, we have a big house. Why are you going? Where are you going?
So
we
have that parents.
It's not advice. Advice. Yeah. Still
for
leave.
Me, marriage, look, if everybody had their own means, I would want marriage to start with that unit of two.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because listen, date for 10 years, date for 15 years, you can't compare it to 1 month of marriage.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You can even cohabit, like you can even live together. You can't compare it to 1 month of marriage. Because I know someone who was dating somebody for 8 years. Out of the 8 years, they actually lived together for about two and a half years. They got married and broke up after 2 months.
Oh.
And it beats your imagination. Like, they've known each other for 8 years. They did it for 8 years. They cohabited for 2 years. So, ideally, and they made that decision. It wasn't like forced. They've been for the longest. And they got married. Why break up after 2 months? You see, marriage is a different ballgame. So, in as much as sometimes you want to like, oh, it's better to stay here, better. It can be a short-term, you know, measure for like a month or two to settle. But as much as possible, strive to live in your own unit so that you can grow together as a couple. You can grow to know each other better. You can grow to set up your own family values and norms. Right now, when you're living in your mother-in-law's house, some of the principles, some of the things is as per what she looks.
Yeah.
How she wants things placed.
Yeah.
Yes.
How
yes.
she wants things
yeah.
done.
Mm-hmm. If she's working
when
up
cooking should be done. Exactly. Yeah. If you have a mother-in-law who will be like, why are you feeding my son this?
Yeah.
I never feed my son this. Why are you giving him this?
Yeah.
And it's a big issue.
Yeah.
So as much as possible, if you can manage it, learn to be on your own as a unit
Rosie,
for some
if
time.
You should manage it. You are married.
You
should.
But I'm just saying that I want to be modest because somebody will say that genuinely I don't have. But ideally,
yeah, you
that should
be
the case. Uh-huh. That's true. So you can learn to grow as a unit, learn to appreciate each other, learn to love each other, see the nuances, and set common values and goals for yourself as a couple.
Yeah.
Without the interference of your in-laws. And when your in-laws are away, and they come and visit and go. Every time it's a fresh.
Yeah.
So even if they even have to, maybe they come and even they have to spend like maybe a night or two with you, you can
inconvenience yourself for a few days.
Yeah. And then they will go. But as much as possible. Because listen, when it comes to human behavior, the kind of things that can piss people off, you have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even the way every morning when she comes, hey, well, mini yano. It can even be annoying to you. Why do you want to know what is going on in my life?
Mm-hmm.
Some too, when they come, mm, mm-hmm. They haven't said anything, mm-hmm. but you are pissed off. Mm-hmm. So there are so many things that can present themselves. So
even you're wearing a new dress is a problem.
It's a problem. Why is that you are spending my son's money too much? If you're wearing the same old one, you are not pleasing my son's eyes.
And the funny thing, maybe it's not the son that bought it.
You know?
You see, so I think that, look, I think that both of you are a very young couple. We've established that. Both of you need to mature. And one sign of maturity is for you to move away from home as a couple.
Mm-hmm.
But in the process, please never disrespect a woman. Never.
Right. So on that note, let's take a quick neighborhood break in town. And we will be back to read the second letter. All right, welcome back. It's still Sister right here on City TV. And if you're listening, it's 97.3 City FM. And remember that this show is brought to you by Gino, because Gino truly cares. So we've seen our first letter. It's time for us to get into our second letter. And if you want to be part of this, all you need to do is send your letter via sistersisterislive@gmail.com. So our second letter. I met this beautiful and matured lady at a hospital I went to for locum. Our first encounter didn't go well because her first approach was very bad. So I also respected myself and stayed within my circle. She later approached me with questions relating to my work, and I explained to her to the best of my knowledge. After that day, we became friends, and very good friends at that. We shared issues together for advices. After that time, at that time, I was single and innocent when it came to relationships and sex. Some months later, I met a very cultured lady, respectful and God-fearing. After studying her for some time, I proposed to her and she accepted. The lady I met in the hospital one day invited me to her house. So now there are two ladies, basically. On her first visit, we spent some time together, and I went peacefully without any intimacy. In fact, at a point, I realized that the lady has developed strong feelings for me. She was very honest, God-fearing, not demanding, but she was an extrovert. I developed some love for this lady, but because I have a lady in my life, I didn't propose to her. In fact, I didn't even tell her that I was seeing someone. We spent some time together like we were in a relationship. I felt happy whenever I was with her. And she also said she was always happy when I am with her. She one day tried to tell me that we should have sex, but I refused because I was holy and didn't want to have sex before marriage. And my girlfriend was also a virgin. Ladies, stop laughing. I later disclosed to her that I have a lady in my life. In fact, she cried and said because of me, she has rejected all the men that came into her life, thinking that I would propose one day. But the truth of the matter is, I didn't stop visiting her. I visited her one day and she grabbed me and we finally had sex. That was my first time. I seriously regretted it. I became confused when it was time for me to get married. I developed a strong feeling of love for this lady more than my own girlfriend. She was very caring, not demanding, but very extroverted. He keeps saying very extroverted, so probably he has a problem with extroverts. My girlfriend was respectful, humble, supportive, caring, and not demanding due to the fact that, and that's why I got married to her.
Oh, so he married her?
Yes, he married his girlfriend. But the other one is great and everything, but she's extroverted. Now, the problem is, I am married with a kid, but I still love this lady more than my wife. I always ask myself, did I make the wrong decision? Please advise me with no judgment.
Oh, he actually asked with no judgment.
Don't judge.
You see, why play with fire? You see, my thing is, you claim you are holy.
Mm-hmm. It's always the holy ones, you know.
And
you
claim
seem holy to
you
me.
You want to be holy. And you have a girlfriend. Both of you are on the same page. Where both of you plan to be holy till it's right to unholy yourselves. Now, you meet somebody. It's like the apple. You are chasing the apple. It is your curiosity. It's like you want to see something. What do you call it? If you... When you overanalyze a corpse, you see ghosts.
Oh, okay.
You understand.
That thing you're looking for, you'll find.
So the thing is that if you know you have a girlfriend and you are true to yourself and true to your values, you've met a woman who shares your values, everything. Yeah. But out of curiosity, look, this extroverted thing she's talking about that he has mentioned three or four times.
Yeah.
He has a silent attraction for extroverted women.
Yes, but he doesn't know.
He doesn't know. The thing is that being a holy person, I'm thinking he's come from a very religious background.
Yeah.
They have schooled, or he has schooled himself to believe that the right woman for you is this kind of woman. Mm-hmm. When you want to pick a church girl who can also be holy for you as a wife,
she can almost call you master.
Yeah, there are normal things you need to look out for. Quiet, respectful, submissive, you know,
supportive,
not demanding,
Can
cook a feast. He said that like three times.
Can prepare a feast with 100 Ghana. And will not complain for their hope. Like, these are the criteria you know that a wife should be. And you manage to find one. So she ticked all the boxes for you. But the question here is that after ticking all the boxes for you, that oomph
is not there.
It's not there. And it is that extroverted nature of this girl that is attracting you. Because listen, if you truly loved your wife and you were truly in for her when you guys were dating, the day she came to you and she started showing signs of wanting to have an affair with you, that is the day you should have told yourself,
ran away.
Let me flee from this.
Yes.
To start with, why even engage her in that manner? Mm-hmm. But let's assume that, you thought that, you are strong in the Lord and you are grounded
prayer
in everything.
Warrior.
One prayer warrior, you've cabed that day. Look, when he came and he wanted to do something, not a woman has intentions. No amount of cabing can stop a woman who wants to.
Who wants you.
Mm-hmm. And you have allowed yourself to be in a certain situation with that person.
And then he keeps going. Even after
telling
her, I don't.
She will help you cabe. And after cabe, no better roll dross. Forgive my language.
After marrying, what are you still going there
so,
to
no,
do?
No, hold on. So now, the thing is that once you did that, because your principles have been defiled, your mind now is in a different level.
True.
Because that extroverted person, the excitement with which she did that thing to you, this your other church girl maybe cannot display that level of excitement.
Exuberant.
Or even because she's coming as a virgin, she'll probably need some coaching or some time to also get there.
It will take a while.
To also get to that level. But this one who is extroverted probably has seen things, wants to try things. You know, sometimes experience is not always in learning, but her energy in bringing the thing home, you understand? So that her whole inside is, like the dream is working, you understand? So now, you are comparing the innocent one who is submissive, is her wedding night, has worn her white underwear up and down, has put on her
white
angelic, you know.
I can imagine
You know, and has presented herself like a lamb. A sacrificial lamb ready to be, you know, and then you take it nicely and calmly with her after you probably share a verse or two to, you know, and compare to someone who has an agenda to get you.
And do missionary and for the wedding.
You know, I don't want to be so graphic. So I'm just saying that, look, my dear, you play with fire when you're supposed to play with fire. Now, you decided to get married to this one. Why are you still looking at the other one? You see, certain actions always come with consequences. Mm-hmm. When you decide that you want a church girl,
stick to it.
And marriage is a serious, look, I keep saying that marriage is a serious issue. It's a very serious issue. So before you get married, at least if not for anything, you, the human being, be willing to want to be married to that person genuinely. Mm-hmm. And that is the only way when issues of these things arise.
Forever and ever.
You are able to say, it is me. I wanted to and I desire to. Maybe this is an issue. We will solve it. Mm-hmm. And then you surmount it. Mm-hmm. But if you got married because of a checklist mm-hmm. that has been given to you, handed down to you as the ideal woman.
Right.
You realize that when your aunt, your, how do you call it? It's not being satisfied, you know. Your desires are not being satisfied. You feel like she's not up to.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, she's up to.
Exactly.
But you feel she's not up to. But the thing is that if it's something that you wanted, you desired for yourself, in whichever shape or form she comes, she'll be up to. And if anything at all, you move her to the point where she'll start satisfying your desires. So my thing is that, gentlemen, I'm sorry you've made a mistake.
You've made your bed.
Your wife has not done anything to you. You have laid your bed.
Lie on it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And stop worrying. And please, I hope you are listening. Somebody has had an affair with you, blah, 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 blah. And the person has gone ahead to marry somebody. Why are you still sticking around?
No, you know, she's not actually sticking around.
The man is just having fantasies.
The man that's just now thinking of her.
Oh, then the man, so he's not going back.
No,
then.
it was when he told her, look, I am. There's a woman in my life.
And she cried.
And she cried, but he kept going. Until now he got married. Now he's thinking about her again.
Okay, so
the woman is not in their life. No. Oh, then he just needs deliverance.
Yeah. Because to add to that, you know, a woman with that intention, there's nothing you can do. Because mm-hmm. I think that what the girl did was intentional. Yeah. She knew this guy. Okay. The guy made a mistake. I honestly don't think that if you are engaged to be married, you should be entertaining somebody else.
Thank you.
It always clouds your judgment. Mm-hmm. And what made it worse was you actually having sex with this other girl.
Yeah.
But you see, this other girl had actually grown to love you. So going back, right, after you told her, she was disappointed. She was crying. She was needy. All of that. So like we all agree, you should have given her space. But no, you did not. And now she's thinking, okay, I desperately want you. What can I do to actually keep you?
Yeah.
She's like,
plus you're not married yet.
Girlfriend is going to give you one sex of your lifetime. You'll never ever forget me. And you are on her mission. She probably went to get lingerie. She probably made sure downstairs.
And it wasn't white.
You know, she probably drank a whole gallon of pineapple juice. Made sure that everything was on point. And probably did, you know, like she was.
Monkey styles were monkeying.
You know, you probably maybe even didn't make it. She was probably
your dogs
faking it. You don't even know. But basically, she had an intention, a woman with a plan. And the plan to ensure that you, this guy, you said you're going to get married, but I'm going to get you. There's nothing you can do about it. You know, there's a reason why, you know, when you sex just clouds everything. And, you know, I'm just wondering, you know, the day that you were standing in front of the altar and then you were telling everybody, you're looking into your wife's eyes, knowing very well what you had done. The thing is, I wish, right, you had told her that this is what I did and continued with left her with a heartbreak for her to find somebody and start all over again. Now this is what you've done. You have married her, giving her one child, you both have made one child, and now you are not happy in your marriage. So technically it's almost like I'm contemplating on going back to this other girl. And because I don't even know whether they're actually talking
still
to each
together,
other,
or, yeah.
You know, because he's fantasizing about her. He's emotionally checked out, physically checked out. He's probably having sex with his wife and imagining this other girl. Like, you're being so wicked to this girl who didn't even ask for this. So, honestly, I really, two things, right? You've already decided to get married to this woman. Make it work. You think she's not extroverted enough or introverted? Because honestly, all these qualities that you are mentioning, I really don't see why it should be a big deal. You saw all those qualities with both of them.
And you still went ahead and cheated.
I wouldn't have liked that, but it's what you've done. So decide. Don't make her feel horrible in the marriage, because what it is that you don't love her as we speak. You probably don't find her sexually attractive. You don't even enjoy sex with her. So the question is then, why
are you with her? If you can't make a decision to love her, to grow to love her, forget. Because right now you're married to her. What I think you need to do is to ask God to forgive you and ask God to help you find that love wherever it is, and better put it in your heart, because this other girl has not done anything wrong. And decide to love her, because I'm just
Teacher. I miss Felicia. She just said you have to love her.
Okay, I'll tackle this from at least four different angles. First of all, everything the Bible has said is true. When the Bible said, do not have sex before marriage, the Bible knew exactly what it meant by that. Because sex clouds everything. Mm. Every single part of your judgment gets clouded. Mm-hmm. Now, secondly, sex does not make someone fall in love with you. I'm taking this from the woman's mm-hmm. perspective. A lot of times we think, oh, if I have sex with her, no amount of monkey style in the bedroom, no amount of somersaulting and
chandelier upside down
and wheelbarrow and all that, aeroplane and all that, will make someone fall in love with you. A lot of the times, young women think, oh, so long as I'm exciting in the bedroom and blah, 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 the man is going to end up falling in love with me and is going to end up choosing me over whoever. Men are not wired like that. Now, for Christian girls too, the fact that you were raised as a Christian does not mean that once you enter the bedroom, it should go there. Sex is meant to be enjoyed. Men love to enjoy sex. If your man loves sex and wants to have sex and enjoy it, see, certain feelings are like orgasms. Mm-hmm. Once you experience it once in your lifetime, you will forever crave that feeling. And if you don't get it in someone, you will search the whole world for it until you find that you are not happy. Mm-hmm. You understand? And if you've never had orgasm in your life, you're okay. But once you experience it, oh my God. Nothing else matters.
See, Joe.
Nothing else matters. You will look for it in heaven and high waters and everywhere else. Yeah, and that's just what it is. So I feel like this guy, once he did that to that girl and probably enjoyed it, now whatever he's getting elsewhere is more like a downgrade. So now, oh my God, I miss that girl. I'm thinking of that girl. Mm-hmm. I love her. It's just the thing that was that great. You know? So first of all, that angle, bad move. Now, thirdly, you see, men have to know, what is it that I want?
Exactly. Hmm.
Do I want an extrovert, wild girl in the bedroom who is so submissive, who is so supportive, make your list and take your checklist. Don't go and worry other people's children and other people's wives in the name of try and error. Mm-hmm. We are humans. We have emotions. It is not fair on anyone. Once you told her you don't love her and she cried and bawled her eyes out, leave her alone. But you didn't do that. You went and went and came back. What were you going to her house for? Were you going to look for the Holy Spirit or the Bible mm-hmm. or the cross there? There's nothing there for you to look for.
Try
your faith is with someone's life, with someone's emotions. It is so unfair. I see a lot of men doing this. I, firsthand, have seen that happen to me also. And that's why I'm very passionate about mm-hmm. this thing. Make your checklist and follow it and leave girls alone. We are humans. God created us for a reason. Leave us. If you don't want someone, look, I always tell people, if you come to me and you tell me I'm a married man, or I don't love you, I have a girlfriend, but I want us to have a fling. Tell me the truth. Allow me to make a choice. But don't come all shrouded in some secrecy and some pretense and lying, thinking, oh, once you get your way, then you go. It is not fair on anyone. Do you know that sometimes, even when a girl still wants you and he knows you are married, then they know how to carry themselves around you, give you what you want, take what they want, and everybody is happy. But most men, because they want to lie to you and they take what they want while giving you nothing, they lie, I want to marry you, I have plans of this or this or this, or I have, because honestly, he had no business with this girl. Mm. The girl made her intention clear that she's falling in love with you, and which is why she came on to you. If you knew very well you weren't going to marry her, you had no business with her, full stop. Because she told you what she wanted. You didn't. When you told her and she cried, you should have left it at mm-hmm. that. But once you came back, it just assumed that maybe you've changed your mind because you were not married. Mm-hmm. You know? So these are the steps for me. Women, please, if someone says they don't want you, they don't want you, full stop. Men, if you want somebody, make your checklist of the things that you desire. Because a lot of men think they don't like people who are extroverted.
I'm extroverted.
Yeah. And I will show you day one that I'm extroverted. Mm-hmm. If you don't like, go. There are men who will like extroverted women. And they will come for us. And I think men should make their list and follow it. Because what he is doing now, if that girl is out of the picture and another extroverted girl comes to show him another monkey skills, he will still cheat.
True.
Especially now that he's married, because, it's going to get worse.
Because obviously it has nothing to do with the girl.
But what question was he asking in the end? What exactly did he want us to do for him?
Advice
based on what exactly? Because I'm trying to sort of wrap my mind around why, like, exactly what are we advising you on that you should do what?
Just advice.
To do what? Like, he should stay in his marriage or to make it work. That's why he should
get divorced, or he should go back to the girl.
I wanted to ask.
You know, wait, at this point, we actually don't have time right now.
So. Oh, why?
But I wanted to ask something. Hey, I want to ask something real quick.
Okay.
You know, sometimes there's also this thing about men, when they intend or know they have to break up with you, they still want to keep some string
just in case,
mm-hmm. so that they leave an avenue to come back. Men, stop that.
And your marriage. Focus on your marriage. Anyway. And teach your wife the skills the girl taught you. And you need to do it in your marriage.
But
and
leave that. You can't teach it. You know it's a vibe. You can never teach.
Well,
you can never teach.
You need to bring the vibe. Well,
I think I agree with you. They should try and teach the girls that they are with, you know, what they want, you know.
It's an aura. You understand? It's an energy.
But anyway, it's time for us to take a quick break.
You lose it naturally.
When we come back, I will be sharing my final thoughts. Wow, it's been a very heated conversation, and I want to say a very big thank you to the sisters, obviously, because without their tidbits, I don't know how I'm actually going to be doing this alone. So a very big thank you to the sisters for giving us a good show today. And like I said, I am back with my final thoughts. I'm going to start with the last letter that we read, and all I can say is, man, you really need to make up your mind. We have seen this kind of situation so many times, especially when they have a certain perception of woman they want to marry. And usually this is fueled, I feel like this is fueled by what society puts out to say, okay, this is the right kind of woman for you. But deep down, you long for something else, and you kind of find ways to suppress it because you are looking for that perfect wife. And now when you get that perfect wife, you don't know what to do with that perfect wife. Your mind and your body and your everything and your eye start longing for what it is that you really want. Let's be realistic. When I read this letter, I realized probably he's actually really in love with the extroverted woman, but he chose the whole quiet, you know, Mary Magdalene, quiet girl, kind of Bible school or Bible perfect type of wife girl, just because maybe that's how he was trained. That's what he was taught at home. That's what he was taught at church. Remember, he said he was very holy. So, and that's why he kind of like had an issue with the extroverted one. But deep down, the extrovertness, I think, is what, there's a word like that. The whole extrovert thing was what amazes him. That's what he really likes inside. But now, he's now feeling like, oh, I miss her. So all I can say is, make your marriage work. You can't do anything about it. Make your marriage work. But if you know you cannot take it, I'm sure, if you know you can't take it, you need to open up to your wife. It's going to be difficult. It's going to be hard because obviously she does not deserve to suffer. She does not deserve to be in the dark. And she does not deserve to be with an empty man. An empty man being a man that has no feelings for her. So if you know you can't make your marriage work and you really long for something else, it's better for you to open up. It might be too early, you know, but it's better for you to open up about it. Probably go to counseling, probably go to therapy, do something, talk to someone. Just don't live in the dark. That's all I can say about it. And the second letter, which was actually the first one that we read about man, woman living together with mother-in-law, 28 years old, and they have 3 children, and they've been married for 8 years. Ha! Now, this is a lesson to every single person out there, and especially to women, and especially to people that want marriage. Please, 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 women that want marriage, everything has to be in check before you get to, you know, that marriage stage. It's not easy living with anyone. especially your mother-in-law. It's not easy living in the same house with, you know, because you might not be lucky to have that perfect, sweet angel mother-in-law. Even the very sweet angel mother-in-law, sometimes they have their days. You understand? It's not every day that someone will be happy. You understand? She might lash out to you once, just once like this, and then you're like, it will put you into thinking your whole life. You understand? What did I do? No, what did I do to this woman? Does she hate me and all that? So, lady, thanks for sending in your letter. But I think it's time for you and your husband to move out. Maybe you are used to the comfort of a big house or something. Move out. Start with a one bedroom. Start with an apartment. It's like, just have your own space. Already dealing with human beings, you have to deal with boundaries. So imagine now living in the same house with your mother-in-law, and especially if he's a mommy's boy. I mean, I don't have a problem with mommy's boys. I don't at all. Because sometimes being a mommy boy means that you're actually in touch with your mother. And yes, it's sweet to be in touch with your mother. That means you would know how to take care of a woman. But when it's too much, like when it's just that kind of mother-son relationship that just becomes too much and becomes toxic to the next person, you don't want to be dealing with them. And also, I'm also looking at this story from the part of, you know, parents that tell their kids, oh no, we have a big house, you can come and live with your family, you can come and live with your wife. Oh, why are you moving out? Ah, you are just 28 years old. And look, baby, we have a house. Come, you know, stay at home till you're ready to build your house. No, it's a lie, yo. It's a big lie. I mean, it sounds sweet and everything, but they are humans too, and they're going to need their space, all right? Don't fall for that trap. I mean, they're your parents. They love you and everything, but you can never tell how they will react one day. Maybe that day, they will not like the way your wife is sweeping. They will not like the way she eats. They will not like the way she opens her mouth and sleeps. Or naps, you understand? And that's when trouble is going to start. So it's very important that you actually plan before you jump into that whole marriage space. And for you to have three children, that's a problem. You guys need to grow up. You and your husband, you guys really need to grow up, all right? And I hope you learn from it. And I hope if you're watching and you are in this situation, you know what to do. But do not ever disrespect that woman. Like, you just have to be kind. Show her love. Show her maturity. And maybe one day she will adjust. But before then, you just have to deal with it. All right. Very big thank you to you for tuning in. For listeners on City 97.3 FM, thank you also for tuning in. This is Sister Sister, the longest relationship show on air in Ghana right now. So a very big thank you to everyone that has made it possible. And once more, thank you to the sisters. And also a very big thank you to our sponsors, Gino, because Gino truly cares. My name is Chris Carter. Don't forget to send in your letters via sistersisterislive@gmail.com. And of course, keep using the hashtag sistersister on social media. See you next week. Bye-bye.